Javier David.
The numbers were better than expected, up 254,000 jobs for the month. That compares to a revised, upwardly revised number for August and July.
Back on the job, striking dock workers at Eastern and Gulf Coast ports. An agreement was reached to end a three-day walkout. Now the sides have 3 months to work out the finer points of a contract. CBS's Julie Chen.
There have been major concerns about supply chain issues because of this strike. One estimate had put the economic impact at as much as $4.5 billion a day. However, everyone back to work this morning. President Biden applauded both sides and released a statement saying collective bargaining works.
The search for Hurricane Helene victims is into its second week now. At least 217 are known dead. U.S. Supreme Court has left in place a regulation aimed at reducing the oil and gas industry's methane emissions. CBS's Stacey Lynn is in Washington.
The planet-warming gas methane is a key contributor to climate change. Republican-led states asked the high court to pause the Biden administration rule, saying in an emergency appeal that the Environmental Protection Agency overstepped its authority with unachievable standards.
Music superstar Garth Brooks denies the allegations in a lawsuit alleging rape and sexual assault. CBS's Jamie Yukis says it's from a woman only identified publicly as Jane Roe, who says she worked as a hair and makeup artist for Brooks.
The suit details an alleged incident in 2019, claiming that Brooks raped Roe in a hotel during a work trip, citing, quote, Brooks appeared in the doorway to the bedroom, completely naked. It continues to state Roe felt trapped in the room alone with Brooks, with no one to help. In the suit, Roe also accuses Brooks of repeatedly exposing himself to her and sending sexually explicit text messages.
Former Los Angeles County Sheriff Jim McDonnell has been named to lead the nation's third largest police force, the LA City Police Department. Now to Florida and a rocket test at Cape Canaveral.
Three. We have engine ignition. One. And liftoff.
The Vulcan rocket is designed to carry high-priority national security payloads into orbit. One booster did suffer an issue on the way up. Wall Street, Dow is up 186. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department closed a 35-year-old cold case involving an unidentified newborn found dead in 1989. Despite identifying the infant's next of kin through DNA, the Racine County District Attorney's Office decided not to file charges. Latrell Davis, an 18-year-old suspect in a deadly Racine carjacking and shooting, was arrested in Kenosha this week after evading authorities for 2 months. Davis faces several charges for his alleged involvement in an August 8th shooting that left one person dead and another injured. It's an end-of-the-day deadline for those seeking Racine's 14th aldermanic district position. The ongoing boycott by six council members could hinder the appointment process. If that situation is resolved by October 15th, a new member may be appointed at that time. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek will close in early November. The closure is part of a trend of Piggly Wiggly stores shutting down across southeastern Wisconsin this year. That includes a Racine location. Over 100 dogs and cats from South Carolina have arrived in Wisconsin due to Hurricane Helene. They're being sent to shelters across the state. Civic Media has set up a donation site for hurricane relief efforts. If you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I love what I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to. And you know, tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. and it felt like a tragedy.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice where you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Of sunshine this afternoon with cooler high temperatures in the mid-60s. As winds become feisty out of the southeast tomorrow, shoves our highs to the mid-70s. Chances of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder at night. Then a cold front sweeps through, taking our highs to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow, no crested brown. Without no sleep or night, a world's the child of a mountain. She'll be a true love of mine. I'm a wind of a cloud and calm. Tell her to find me as a girl. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Between the salt water and sunset strands and polishes of gun, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to leap in a sickle. Blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in the soldiers to kill. And gather it all and to fight for your cause. They long ago forgotten. She'll be a true love of mine. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and high school football tonight. 6:30 is the pregame for Waterford at Westosha Central. That's going to be a great game. And you can listen live here at WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 or 98.1.
Ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Ooh,
child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. would travel and show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with his smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Cher, WRJN. Local news, timeless. It's an artist of record, meaning that somebody is going to win vinyl today from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And then they're going to be in the running for a record player at the end of this month. And all of this thanks to Time and Again, Music and More, and Sturdivant. They are your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. Ray, thank you so much for doing this contest with us. We sure love you. So sometime in the next few minutes, you're going to hear Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Here are the three choices. And When I Die, Spinning Wheel, or You've Made Me So Very Happy. One of those three. Contest line is 262-634-WRJN, otherwise known as 9756. So it is very, very soon here on WRJN.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text TIGER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text TIGER to 42424. That's TIGER to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. With the special holiday season just around the corner, they deliver stunning, handcrafted floral arrangements right to your door. Rooted in family tradition, The Personal Touch by Julie offers unmatched floral designs at the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
It's WRJN, and ooh, listen to this song. Yeah. Isn't this a blood, sweat, and tears song?
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a
painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show.
Local News, timeless. It's just like that. WRJN. Hello, goodbye. The Beatles and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Jim Filder had a birthday today. He's with the group. And my winner today, Diamond Dave from Kenosha. He said I could call him that because he's, you know, working or something. But anyway, congratulations, Dave, my Blood, Sweat, and Tears winner. Congratulations to all my winners this week. Jerry Kozlik, Mike Summers from Racine, Dwayne Lang from Franksville, Sue Seeples from Racine, and of course, Diamond Dave from Kenosha. And to my winners, thank you so much for listening. And to all of you that called in, I want to thank you so much. We've got several lines on here, and I'm sorry if I didn't get to you, but next week we're going to do it all again. I wish they had told me who was next week so I could cheat and give it to you. But anyway, congratulations to my winners, and congratulations to my future winners. And I'd like to also thank Ray at Time and Again. And his vinyl and more. Yeah, he's in Sturtevant, 9602 Durand Avenue. And he was just like a simple plea. Guys, you have until the end of October to pick up your vinyl. Okay, and he's just a small shop. He can't hold it forever. So anyway, just when you call him, come get your albums. All right, he's open every day but Sunday from 1 to 6. So I passed it on. I passed it on, Ray. And now we're gonna check in with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former guard at the Waupun State Prison is pleading no contest to reduce charges in the deaths of two inmates last winter. Sarah Ransbottom did not do cell checks in February like she was supposed to. 9 Waupun staffers, including the former warden, are charged. Ripon is the birthplace of the Republican Party. It's also where Democrat Kamala Harris accepted former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney's endorsement yesterday.
We may not see eye to eye on every issue, and we are going to get back to a healthy two-party system. I am sure of that.
Cheney explained why she's voting for a Democrat for the first time in her life.
Donald Trump is not fit to lead this good and great nation.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A police union backs Gonzalez. Labor supports DeSmit in a Kenosha area assembly race. Ben DeSmit and Brian Gonzalez are vying for the state's 65th Assembly District seat, representing parts of Kenosha and Pleasant Prairie. DeSmit, the Democratic candidate, has secured endorsements from retiring state representative Todd Onstad and Teamsters Local 344. Gonzalez, the Republican candidate, has gained support from the Wisconsin Fraternal Order of Police. The district does lean heavily Democratic. Biden is back in the Brew City next week. President Joe Biden is set to visit Milwaukee next Tuesday to highlight his administration's efforts in replacing lead pipes. The White House announcement didn't specify the exact locations of the president's stops in the city. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the Dodge County Airport on Sunday, just an hour before the Green Bay Packers game begins. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Of sunshine this afternoon with cooler high temperatures in the mid-60s. As winds become feisty out of the southeast tomorrow, shoves our highs to the mid-70s. Chances of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder at night. Then a cold front sweeps through, taking our highs to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town.
This is WRJN. High school football tonight, 6:30 is the pregame. Waterford or Westosha Central, and you can hear it live here on WRJN. Yardbirds. WRJN. Earlier this week in our Artist of Record, Marilyn McCoo had a birthday, and it was a hard decision to find something from the Fifth Dimension to play because there's too many great hits. But I thought, I thought, I'll play it today on a Friday. Yeah. Local news, timeless, is WRJN, the Fifth Dimension and Stone Soul Picnic. And I just wanted to play that one because, first off, I've always loved that song. I never hear anybody playing that anymore. And also because I'm a big fan of the songwriter. And number three, wait, did I have actual two reasons and now I'm actually on reason number three? I'm a female. Does it matter? No. But Fifth Dimension, she did Wedding Bell Blues. She wrote that for him. This is Laura Nyro I'm talking about. She was this unbelievable songwriter from the 60s and 70s, hugely respected by her fellow artists like the Fifth Dimension, by Three Dog Night. She wrote... She wrote Eli's Coming for that. Barbara Streisand, she wrote Stony and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. She wrote, Not Spinning Wheels. She did And When I Die. That one she wrote for them. So, and like I said, she had some great tunes that she wrote. And of course, she has since passed away a long time ago now. But just thought we'd kind of have fun playing that song and mentioning some future songs I would like to play, all written by Laura Nyro. Also wanted to mention, even with the Brewers' loss, we can really enjoy the Badger game even more now that we won't have any distractions. 9 a.m., the pregame for Purdue, and they're going to be at the Badgers this Saturday. You'll hear it live here on WRJN.
To the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. With the special holiday season just around the corner, they deliver stunning, handcrafted floral arrangements right to your door. Rooted in family tradition, the Personal Touch by Julie offers unmatched floral designs at the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And I just want to give a thumbs up to the Personal Touch by Julie. Great, great flower shop. Check it out. If I know I screw up this weekend, I can get a $40 gift certificate, $20, and make somebody very happy with flowers.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
W-R-J. glad. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into the light.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
It's WRJN. We've got the South just really reeling after Hurricane Helene. And would you believe it? There's another tropical storm getting started, and they're thinking that it's the Florida, could hit the Florida Peninsula and Keys. And they're thinking this could be sometime within the next week or so. I don't know if they're ever going to get a break down south. That is just crazy. Hey, if you want to help out, though, for those affected by Hurricane Helene, Civic Media and .us. Let me just check it. CivicMedia.us/help.
Thank you. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN, mwah, you have a great weekend, okay? No, really, have a great weekend. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. The awesome Kurt Vohman is next.
You're masquerading and you always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.